Welcome to the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline.
Dialing up the latest tactics and hottest trends, we're here to help you take your B2B game from stagnant to stellar.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Marianne. And together, we're ready to answer your burning B2B sales and marketing questions.
Each episode, we'll tackle a need-to-know topic in the ever-evolving world of B2B sales and marketing. We'll break it down with actionable takeaways you can implement right away.
And because you don't get results without real talk, we're wrapping up every show with a quick Q&A segment. So fire away with your burning questions.
Whether you're a seasoned sales leader or a marketing veteran, the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline is your one-stop shop to take your B2B efforts to the next level. Hello. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
We are excited to do a quick little mini episode today all about inbound and going to inbound and some tips to maximize your time at inbound and just some things on what to expect. I mean, first of all, it's never been in San Francisco before. So, you know, we've been to inbound, but not here. So it's going to be a unique experience to everyone this year.
Right. Yep. And we are so pumped to be going. Emily, you and I went together last year and we had so much fun. It was a blast. It was a blast. And we loved it so much. We decided we were going to bring our whole team this year. So we'll have quite the crew with us this year. Flying out to Cali.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be great. I mean, in terms of like, if you're listening, you're like, what the heck is inbound?
Yeah.
Inbound is HubSpot's annual conference. It's a big, it's almost like a show, I would say.
Tens and tens of thousands of people learning and networking and, you know, getting insights into how to make the most of HubSpot.
Yeah. They also have some cool releases every year that they, you know, announce at HubSpot inbound. And they also do some fun, you know, they have a comedian or
they make it fun. They make the learning fun for sure.
For sure. Yes. So in terms of like need to know preparing for the event, let's talk through some specifics. If you're going, if you are personally going, if your team is going, just some ways that we found that you can really maximize your time at inbound. Mm-hmm. I would say prep. Right. So like, just like any other event, prep for it, find the people you want to connect with, send them your meeting link, find time on the calendar to make it happen. Go on the app, book your session.
Yeah, they did. The app is out. You can go on your app. You can start booking things as early as tomorrow, which I don't think this episode we're recording comes out tomorrow. So maybe
it'll be
note of tomorrow, but there is an app. It is out. You can probably register as soon as you're hearing this. And then I think we should just back up, Emily, and say what we talked about in our, we were prepping for inbound and had a meeting about what swag we wanted to order. And I remember on that meeting, someone that was on our team said, wait, I have a question. What is our goal with going to inbound? And it was brilliant. Like, that is how we all need to start, right? What is your goal with going to inbound? Is it to meet people? Is it to network? Is it to learn the latest about HubSpot? Obviously, you'll probably have a multi-pronged goal, right? But what are you trying to get out of it? And then make your plan accordingly. We're bringing our whole team so we can divide and conquer. Last year, it was just Emily and I, and we did a lot together. We did a lot separate, and it was overwhelming. There's so much that you can do that we thought we should bring everybody and then spread to do all of the things and get the most out of it. But yeah, thinking about your goal, right?
Whether you're going to have clients there, vendors there, people that you want to network and connect with, if you're a HubSpot end user customer and you have a sales rep that you work with, or anyone, I mean, you can find the time to connect.
Let's just say that potentially your goal could just be people watching, because it is a scene. There are definitely teams who their goal of going to inbound is to make you look and stand out. Their costumes. I mean, I think we can great like outfits, very loud things to get your attention. So you'll want to learn about their company. Not everybody makes a splash like that, but you know,
you
like to dress.
We do have some cool swag. We'll be out there with some cool swag. We'll be costumey, but we'll be cute.
But I do think a tip is dress comfortably, right? Like this green jacket I'll be packing, dress in layers. That conference center is cold. Wear your tennies. You'll get a lot of steps in. It's long days.
Yeah. I would also add, just to find time to connect like with people in your group. If you're going with a group, like find time to meet up for lunch, because you can get so bogged down in the agenda of like, I'm going to this session, I'm going to this session, I'm going to this session. It's hard to like find your people and connect. So I would definitely make a plan in advance of what you're going to do and when.
And at Inbound, they make it easy to trade virtual business cards with each other. So you wear a name tag that you can just touch or tap another person's name tag and get all of their information because you create a profile. So it's good. It's easy to transfer and exchange cards like that. So it's definitely a huge networking opportunity. Okay. I'm going to give a real hot tip, Emily, that we did last
week. Hear it.
Okay, y'all, I'm giving away real secrets. Last year, Emily and I had intense schedules where we had like registered and planned on different sessions to go to, and there's awesome, there's really big wigs at HubSpot taking the stage and brilliant people that talk. But after they talk, they'll usually hang around off the stage. They don't get like ushered off to the side always. So if you hang around or sit up front, it's pretty easy to snag them, introduce yourself, ask a question. So my advice as an audience would just be like, hang afterwards. Don't be scared to go up to these people, introduce yourself, say who you're with, say what you liked about that session or what questions you have. They're eager to, this is a real in-person event, right? You can't even really attend this virtually anymore. They want, you to side talk and have conversations with them. So go to the presentations, but make the most of it by hanging around afterwards and going up to the front, waiting your turn to tap somebody on the shoulder and say, thanks for this session.
That's such good advice. Marianne, what is that? What is that called? I forget the name of it, but you can like meet up with people who have similar, what are those called? I'm forgetting. Brain dates.
That's right.
Yeah. So you can sign up for brain dates in advance on the app, but you can also just walk up to, they have like a whole brain date section where you can walk up and join a brain date. And they'll have all kinds of, a leadership brain date or, a HubSpot super admin brain date. Like they'll have groups for you to join and connect with others too.
Yes.
If you're going solo or if you have a unique use case for HubSpot too.
Networking and getting to talk to real people about real things and not scripted is a big part of this. So absolutely making the effort to do that.
Yep. Okay. And then, you know, my last tip here is go to the expo hall and all of the booths and the different sponsors and just check out everything. There'll be so many different demos and giveaways and all kinds of cool things. But, you know, I always learn so much, like new product updates or new app partners or just new ways to do things that I didn't even know existed. And you can get really cool demos and have some fun with it. So
totally.
Definite tip there is spend some time.
I love that. I think that it's easy to get carried away in the app, booking sessions and planning out running from one end of the conference center to the other to go to sessions all day. But making time for the expo and significant time to walk around and soak it all in is definitely a big part of the experience.
Ooh, also tip. If you need a headshot, they typically have a good little headshot booth. If you follow HubSpot people or if you follow me or Marianne, you know, every year we update our, I'll be updating my headshot this year with the newest inbound headshot, but you can wait in line and get a good headshot. So, you know, dress comfortable, but maybe one day, get your headshot.
Yeah, that's so true. I will say too, just come in knowing that it's a huge event. This is one of the biggest conferences I've ever seen. I mean, it's huge. So it can be overwhelming. So just going in with those expectations and knowing that there's a lot, you can't do it all. Your whole team can't do it all. So just tempering expectations and understanding that like, it's a really big conference.
Yeah. And sometimes you just maybe sign up for a session. You feel like you need to take a break and go sit down. That's okay too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. That's all of our tips. We're excited. If you're listening and you're going and you're going to be there, let us know. We would love to see you and connect in person. It's going to be fun. We're really excited. Yeah.
connect on LinkedIn. There's lots of different, there's plenty of social media outlets that are covering Inbound and that you can connect with others there. So reach out to us. Let us know you're coming. We are working on our scheduling already and would love time to meet any of our listeners. So thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline.
Don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts so that you never miss an episode. And if you've got a question for us, head to the show notes and let us know what's on your mind.
And visit our website, leadg2.com, where you can find even more helpful B2B sales and marketing resources.